Well, we're still moving towards what all this means clinically today, but first, let's talk a little bit about some of the trials that are going on right now, clinical trials that may affect clinical decision-making over the next couple of years.
One of the trials that we activated shortly after we had the results of the E2100 trial was a phase two trial known as Excalibur, which is probably my favorite trial name of all the trials I've been involved with.
My favorite was always MOP, but okay, continue.
I'm not sure I would want to get MOP if I was a patient. So the Excalibur trial uses the capecitabine bevacizumab combination from the earlier phase three trial, but in first-line metastatic patients. So it's essentially the E2100 patient population using the capecitabine bevacizumab trial. And we thought that was a very reasonable trial to do because we had ample safety data from the combination. We knew that adding bevacizumab improved the response rates to capecitabine, and it would potentially give patients in that first chemotherapy metastatic setting another option of chemotherapy, and an option that would be oral, that wouldn't cause alopecia, that for some patients might have a lot of advantages if we saw similar response rates and similar progression-free survival in a decent-sized phase two study. So that trial should be finishing enrollment sometime in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I would estimate.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, when you think about in colon cancer, clearly bevacizumab adds to 5-FU. So I guess you would expect it ought to work.
We certainly would expect so. And our trial in refractory patients found a doubling of response rates. So we have data that would strongly suggest this will be active. What we don't know is whether we'll get the same response in progression-free survival as with the paclitaxel-based regimen. And I think that would be an important piece of data to know clinically to allow people a little greater flexibility in their first chemotherapy with bevacizumab regimen.